Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Indiana's new law acknowledges churches as essential, and this battle with regards to churches continues across the country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is another advance that we have seen over the last year, and a lot of this has come through litigation. It's like moving a parked train. At first, you push and push and push, and you don't see that there's a lot of response. But eventually that train begins to move down the track, and now the momentum has picked up with the wins that we've had and others at the U.S. Supreme Court, and now it is manifested in this new law in Indiana, where the governor, Eric Holcomb, signed a law that protects religious freedom and prohibits the state government and its agencies from discriminating against houses of worship during a public health emergency. It passed overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate, and it states that religious activities are essential services, and that is a good thing. And in fact, you know, that's where we got into the problem in the beginning, where these governors unilaterally just decided what was essential and what was not, and churches were put in the non-essential category.
Yeah, you know, this new law, which takes effect on July 1st, prohibits the state and a political subdivision from imposing restrictions on a religious organization that are more restrictive than the restrictions imposed upon other businesses or organizations that provide essential services to the public. And, you know, that's what we've been fighting against all along since last year of March, saying that you're discriminating against churches, but yet you're favoring some of these secular businesses such as marijuana clinics, big box centers, abortion centers, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is the legislation, which is great and states that religious activities are essential services, but we already know that.
We already
said that.
For 2,000 years.
Right. He's already, you know, given us our religious freedom, and the government is not appropriate to take it away. The government is there to protect our rights.
That's exactly what the Declaration of Independence says, that we have certain pre-existing God-given rights that predate any political government, and it is the government's duty to protect these pre-existing God-given liberties.
But many of these Democratic, particularly power-hungry governors, said, oh, this is an opportunity for me to control the church.
Yeah, and once they ended up giving these executive orders and doing their press conferences every afternoon, and people would tune in and listen to every word that some of these governors would say to find out what kind of freedom they have or what kind of freedom they've lost, they began to get addicted to this power, and they did not want to let it go.
So, right, these dictators would come on and say, okay, today I'm going to let you do this. Maybe next week I'll let you do this. I'm like, what?
And usually it was the other way around.
Right,
today,
or not let
you
do this.
Today you can't do this anymore.
And,
you know, we're going to close this down and going to restrict that, but we're going to allow these other things to operate. Well, here it also says that it provides that the state, a political subdivision, or an officer or employee of the state or a political subdivision, in other words, everyone in the state that works with the state, may not restrict the right of the people to worship or to worship in person during a disaster emergency. Mm-hmm. That is really good. And that is as a result of these cases that we've brought around the country. We still have cases pending. We have one pending at the United States Supreme Court. In fact, all of our cases are still pending at the courts at different levels, including the U.S. Supreme Court, except for one, and that is the one in Colorado. That one is over and done with. And also the one in Florida is over and done with. We didn't actually file suit. We represented Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. We were hours away from filing suit. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who frankly has led the nation on this issue, gotten a lot of heat from different people, but he did the right thing.
Wow,
and as far back as April 1, 2020,
yeah,
he declared that attendance at churches and houses of worship was essential activity.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about a year ago in April this started.
Yeah, oh, it actually began in March. Remember, at the very end of March is when Dr. Rodney Howard Brown got arrested.
When it was only 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then look now.
Yeah. Yeah. They knew that that was a lie then.
Right.
And they just knew that if they said what they really had in mind, what they really wanted to do, people would have rejected it outright.
Right. In essence, this COVID was a gift to these, you know, political-hungry, power-hungry politicians.
And there are some, like, for example, we're still litigating the restrictions that are still the worst now in the country. In the state of Maine, no more than 50 people can worship in Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine. And that means from March until now, even as we speak, every time they meet together, they exceed 50, and they are engaging in, quote, illegal activity in Maine because of this governor's executive order. Well, you know, we're still moving forward in other cases, like in Kentucky. We just recently filed a notice of supplemental authority. And what is that? That means that the case is ongoing. It's in the lower court. We won twice at the Court of Appeals, 3-0, in favor of parking lot services and in favor of in-person services. The first Court of Appeals decisions in the entire nation.
Yeah.
And we won both of those 3-0, unanimous.
You remember that one back in March of 2020? That all started off, with a Pastor Jack Roberts, and they had the cops show up, and they were giving out these citations on even in the parking lot.
Yeah, even for parking lot. And so now the case is pending at the lower court. We've got these permanent injunctions that have been issued by the lower court, by the courts of appeals. We had the two injunctions. And we're now moving to just finally wrap up the case and shut it down. However, the governor's attorney still thinks he can win.
Oops.
Unreal. It's like, have you not read the Supreme Court decisions on this? Have you not read the two controlling Court of Appeals decisions that govern Kentucky and the other surrounding areas, like Indiana, for example? The Seventh Circuit is governing that. And, you know, we have cases all over the country, including in the Seventh Circuit. But he still thinks he can win. And so he now wants to get the case just thrown out because he thinks, oh, well, I can win. So we sent a supplemental authority, and we've sent two. One with the Supreme Court decision coming out of California that overturned the total ban on home Bible studies. And number two, the most recent Supreme Court decision on South Bay Pentecostal Church versus Newsom out of California that also set aside the lower court rulings in that case and said, listen, follow our roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear.
And, of course, it started with the high court back in New York with those two churches as well.
Yeah, churches and synagogue there. That came out on Thanksgiving Eve.
Right, and then they just started to fall like dominoes after that.
Like dominoes. And the Supreme Court has now addressed this issue 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
Five of those are what's called injunctions pending appeal, where they've actually blocked the lower court or the lower courts and also the lower governor's executive orders, including in our case, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. That is from February of 2021. So we're moving forward in Kentucky, in California, in Maine, in Illinois, in other places like Virginia, and we're working with other states as well. And we want to make sure that these governors are permanently quarantined from ever returning to their unconstitutional past.
But you know, Matt, on the surface, this all seems like chaos in all these lawsuits that have been going and fighting against these religious restrictions. But I think it's actually been a gift to the church because you see these churches that we represent and their willingness to stand up, their courage to realize that their religious freedom comes from God, not from the government, and the government has no right to restrict them.
Well, that's a perfect thing with regards to this case in Kentucky. Dr. Jack Roberts, he took a stand.
He was not backing down.
No, and he got criticized from other pastors and other Christians. Oh, you're becoming reckless. You're not doing a good example. Romans 13, you name it. We even had a Christian local attorney that we wanted to associate as a local counsel. When he found out it was Maryville Baptist Church, no, call me on any other case, but not this one. it was too much of a political hot potato for him. Well, you know what? Now his name's not on these two decisions from the courts of appeal, the first two in the country.
And Dr. Roberts, like these other pastors, they love their people. They're going to protect them. They're like family.
Yeah, they don't want to. I mean, it's just like your family. You don't want to put them in harm's way. So they're going to go above and beyond what they need to. But you can't restrict them from worshiping. Caesar doesn't have control of the church. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, pay taxes, even if you don't like it, but unto God what belongs to God. The church belongs to God, not to Caesar. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.